After many arduous meetings, the Iranian parliament has finally managed to pass the fifth development plan, which some see as a milestone achievement for Iran's monetary system. The government submitted the bill to the legislative body last year, but it's only just been approved. The most controversial article in the bill was to do with Iran's central bank, and it took a lot of wrangling to finally push the bill through. The bone of contention was over the independence of the central bank and the power of the president over this pivotal financial organization. Up until now, the president ruled over the central bank. He had the authority to change the CEO whenever he saw fit, thus giving him full monopoly over the country's banking system. This meant that with every new government, changes could be expected in the way the central bank operated. But via the fifth development plan now signed into law, the president has been struck from the central bank's General Assembly. Naturally, the president's power over its inner workings has been reduced drastically. There have been different reactions to the bill. From the very beginning, it had its fans and its foes. Supporters of the bill say this is a major breakthrough. They're happy that finally Iran's monetary system has won its freedom from the government and taken its first step towards becoming an independent entity. But the bill has its opponents too. They say the bill will hinder the government's ability to implement its monetary policies efficiently. In other words, the government will have to spend more time chiding the panel and justifying its financial demands, which the executive body sees as a nuisance to say the least. Since the bill was submitted to Parliament, the country has witnessed plenty of wrangling between the supporters and opponents of a plan that will help the central bank break away from full government control. In this program, we're going to be talking about the history of the bill and how Iran's banking system actually works. The central bank, or reserve bank, is a public institution that provides the country's money supply and controls the country's interest rates and inflation. This monetary authority also oversees the commercial banking system within its country's borders. The principal responsibilities of the central bank are to create the nation's currency and decide when to lend money to the banking sector in times of financial crisis. It also has supervisory powers over the banks, making sure they do not behave recklessly.
بانک مرکزی شاید یک نهادی است که عمر تقریبا از قرون 18 میلادی که در سوئد اولین بانک مرکزی ایجاد شد و بعد در انگلستان اومد فرانسه و بعد باقی کشورهای اروپایی یک نهادی تأسیس شد برای این که در ابتدا مسئله پول اعتباری رو مد نظر قرار
بده. Iran's central bank was established in the year 1960. Before then, Iran's Melli Bank was responsible for printing the Iranian currency, rial and toman. Immediately after the Islamic Revolution in 1979, the central bank took the title of Central Bank of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And it was this bank that presided over all other banks and financial institutions. Every venture proposed by subordinate banks must get a stamp of approval from the country's central bank. The supervisory role of this monetary authority is there to guarantee the soundness of every single financial decision made in the country. One of the pillars holding up the central bank is its Monetary and Credit Council. One of the main tasks of the council is to determine the bank's fundamental policies. It also has a supervisory role over the country's banks and financial institutions. The Minister of Economy and Financial Affairs, the head of the central bank, two ministers chosen by the cabinet, the head of the Chamber of Commerce from the private sector, and the country's prosecutor general, as well as two MPs from the parliament, are the permanent members of this council, which advises the government on the best monetary strategies to adopt. In Iran, there is another factor that controls the financial system, Islamic banking. Islam has monetary rules that were the backbone of all financial transactions in the Muslim world until modern banking methods came on the scene about 4 centuries ago. The developed world created a series of banking systems which Muslim countries later imported to keep up with global events and compete in the world of trade. Iran was one of those countries, but after the Islamic Revolution, the government decided to enforce Islamic banking rules. One of those rules is that banks are not allowed to charge interest on money they loan out. To do so is considered usury. Iran's central bank is still in the process of fully implementing this law. The clergy says when Islamic banking rules are put into practice, financial justice will be achieved. The ideal scenario envisioned by Islamic clerics is for people who need loans for development projects to get the funds they require without having to worry about returning the loan and the sometimes colossal interest. For Iran's central bank to reach its goal, it needs discipline, which in turn requires stability and consistency. If the banks are no longer at the mercy of the governments that come and go every 4 years, consistency could be achieved. This is the opinion of those who believe the banks should be independent from the government. Since it was first established, Iran's central bank has been controlled by the executive body. And this was common in most countries before the First World War that ended in the year 1918. But during and after the war, government monopoly over banking systems proved to be a major problem.
The economists and the politicians, they thought that the main reason for inflation during that time and after that time is the control of the central bank by the government. The government has the authority over the central banks and will tell the central bank to print money whenever they need the money, and whenever they run into the deficit and they cannot finance their budget out of the taxes.
Central banks realized that the only way they could control their own affairs was to gain independence from the government. And that is what eventually transpired. After World War I, central banks in various countries slowly but surely cut through the leash and developed into autonomous organizations that doled out the money whenever they saw fit.
برهم در سوابق تاریخ‌های قدیم مخصوصا در قرن گذشته این اتفاق افتاد از بانک‌های مرکزی اینجا برداشت‌های خاص و ویژه کرد دولت محلی همونجا و خب آسیب‌های فراوانی رسید و نتیجتاً این اجماع در بین همه اقتصاددانان و سیاستگذاران اقتصادی به این موضوع رسید که باید بانک مرکزی و فعالیت‌های بانک مرکزی رو مستقل از احکام و دستورات دولتی قرار بدن.
But of course in each country the level of independence the banks have managed to wrench from the ruling body vary.
استقلال و عدم استقلال بانک مرکزی در تمام دنیا مطرح است. در بعضی از کشورها کاملا مستقل هست و بعد در بعضی از کشورها هم کمی مستقل هست. مثلا در آلمان و سوئیس بانک‌های مرکزیشون کاملا مستقلن. یعنی جدا از دولت هستن، سیاست پول مالی رو تعیین می‌کنن و در بعضی از کشورها هم مشورت به دولت میدن و مجری سیاست‌های دولت هست. مثلا در انگلستان و فرانسه با سیاست‌های دولت هماهنگ میشن ولی موظف نیستن که تمام سیاست‌های دولت رو در سیاست‌های پولی مالی خودشون تبیین میکنن.
So what does it mean for the central bank to have independence? To find out, we sought out the expertise of an economist, Mr. Bidar Bard.
طبقه بندی های زیادی میکنن روی مباحث استقلال از لحاظ عمل کرده، از لحاظ نهادی، از لحاظ قانون، ولی چیزی که مهمترین موضوعی که در ارتباط با استقلال بانک مرکزی هست قطع ارتباط دولت و بانک مرکزی در اجرای سیاست های پولی هست.
But MP Mahmoud Ahmadi Bighash went into more detail.
مفهوم استقلال بانک مرکزی عمدتاً روی 4 مؤلفه است. یک، استقلال ساختاری. دو، استقلال کارکردی. سه، استقلال مالی. و چهار، استقلال پرسونلی. ساختار بانک مرکزی مستقل از دولت یا سایر نهادها و گروه‌های خارج از بانک باید باشه. این استقلاله.
And based on that description, Iran's parliament decided to include an article in the government's fifth development plan that would strip the executive body of its full control over the central bank.
در همه دولت‌ها وجود داشته که دولت‌ها به دلیل اینکه رئیس دولت رئیس مجمع بانک مرکزی هم هست، این اختیارات رو داشته که این سیاست‌ها رو تعیین کنه. اما به دلیل آمار و ارقامی که داریم ما از سیستم اقتصاد خرد و کلان در کشور، به نظر رسید مجلس شورای اسلامی که بر این سیاست ها یک اصلاحیه‌ای بزند و بتواند استقلال بانک مرکزی رو بیشتر بکنه. خب به تبع اون بعضی از اختیارات رئیس دولت که میتوانسته در سیاست های پولی مالی که یکی از مهمترین سیاست های اقتصادی کشور هست قطع بشه و اصلاح بشه، خب قطعا مخالفت هایی رو خواهند داشت.
With 116 votes in favor and 85 against, the parliament has laid out new rules for choosing members of the central bank's general assembly. All the members used to be representatives of the government, but not anymore. Seven economists with at least 15 years experience will be on the panel, plus the chief prosecutor and the head of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Mines. And the most drastic change, the absence of the president at the central bank's round table. And naturally, Iran's current president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is not happy about losing his seat and influence.
بعضی میگن استقلال بانک مرکزی یعنی چی؟ در جمهوری اسلامی سه تا قوه هست: قوه مجریه، مقننه، قضاییه و مقام معظم رهبری. ما دیگه قوه چهارمی نداریم. مستقل از این قوا بودن یعنی چی؟ یعنی بانک مرکزی مال بخش خصوصیه، خارج از حاکمیت. این عباراتی است که گفته میشه اما معنای غیر واقعی و غیر درست ازش استنتاج میشه.
But MPs that support the new plan say the government will retain a certain amount of power. What will change is the way the president can wield it.
بعضی ها صحبت از این کردن که بانک مرکزی به جای اینکه وابسته به دولت باشد وابسته به بخش خصوصی شد. مگر اون هفت نماینده نماینده بخش خصوصی هستن؟ اون هفت اقتصاددان نماینده رئیس جمهور و مجلس به طور مشترک، پس نماینده حاکمیت هم. ولی فرض بر اینه که اونها از یک استقلال علمی و کارشناسی و فکری برخوردارن، با اون استقلال علمی و کارشناسی خودشون بانک مرکزی رو هدایت میکنن.
But others say that that's not the case. Why? Because those seven economists are chosen by the president himself and are likely to succumb to government pressure later on in order to keep their post.
رئیس جمهوری که میتوانست کار خودش رو مدیریت بکنه و مجلس هم نظارت بکنه، رئیس جمهور هم به نوعی نمیخوام بگم اختیار ازش گرفته شد، اما طول این مسیر خیلی زیاد شد. یعنی رئیس جمهور امروز دیگه باید بیاد 9 نفر انتخاب کنه که این 9 نفر حتما با خودش همراه باشن و اونها بیان بانک مرکزی رو رئیسش. من فکر کنم اگر مجلس تصور کرد که نمایندگان محترم که با این حرکت این کار مدیریت انتخاب رئیس کل بانک مرکزی بهتر شد، به نظر من اینجا یک اشتباه صورت گرفت.
That point can be refuted, however, by the fact that each one of the candidates, though nominated by the government, must get a vote of confidence from Parliament to make the panel. But then again, others say the fact that both the legislative and executive bodies have a say in the workings of the central bank and the absence of one all-powerful decision-maker will cause problems.
من فکر نمی‌کنم که با این ترکیب جدید این استقلال سیاست پولی محقق بشه. اون استقلال حتما باید در مدیریت واحد می بود، نه در مدیریت چندگانه.
But President Ahmadinejad has referred to another important issue in his criticisms of an independent central bank.
بله در بعضی یکی دو تا شاید کشور سرمایه‌داری هستند نه سرمایه‌داری سرمایه‌داران چون اونجا سرمایه‌داران حاکمن همه چی دست سرمایه‌دارانه ترکیب هیئت امنای بانک مرکزی رو به گونه‌ای می‌چینن که سرمایه‌داران بر اون حاکم باشن و منافع سرمایه‌داران رو به طور مستمر تأمین بکنن ما که نه نظام سرمایه‌داری هستیم نه نظام سرمایه‌داران ما نظام مردمی اسلامی هستیم
To find out what the parliament has to say about that, we sought the opinion of Mr. Mesbahi Moqaddam, who is also a religious scholar and economist.
من به عنوان کسی که معروف به نگاه اسلامی به مسائل اقتصادی هست عرض میکنم اصلا این چنین نیست که ما مبنا رو بر این بدانیم که استقلال بانک مرکزی مقتضای اقتصاد سرمایه‌داری است و نه مقتضای اقتصاد اسلامی مقتضای اقتصاد اسلامی هم عقلایی عمل کردنه نگاه اسلامی به بانک مرکزی اقتضا میکنه اتفاقا که دولت به عنوان بخشی از حاکمیت تمام اختیارات این بانک رو در قبضه قدرت نداشته باشه
One argument against the independence of the central bank presented by the opponents of the scheme is that it's unconstitutional.
وقتی رئیس محترم قوه قضاییه اعضای حقوقدان شورای نگهبان رو معرفی کرد به مجلس مجلس میتواند رأی آری بدهد یا رأی خیر بدهد اما نیومده چیزی جز وظایف مجلس در قانون اساسی که مجلس اعضای مجمع عمومی بانک مرکزی رو هم میتواند رأی بدهد یا نه این الان یک کار تازه است ما نمیگیم که مجلس این کارو نکنه اگر مجلس بنا هست این کارو بکنه اول باید بره تغییر بده قانون اساسی رو چون این کارو نکرده یعنی خلاف قانون اساسیه یعنی مجلس اومده فراتر از وظیفه خودش قدم برداشته لذا همین داره ایراد هست
But the answer to that is just because there is no specific article allowing the parliament to vote on a candidate for the central bank's general assembly does not mean to do so is unconstitutional In other words, just because something is not in the Constitution does not mean it's against the Constitution and cannot be allowed.
I don't think that dependence or independence of the central bank is being mentioned in the Constitution of a country. And that's something that got to be decided by the legislators. And the discussion and the political struggle between the executive branch and the legislative branch of the government.
The observers say the argument over the central bank and its level of autonomy is a direct result of political wrangling between government and parliament. In short, their differences of opinion on other issues are tainting this one as well. But MPs from both sides of the spectrum say the controversy has nothing to do with their conflicting political opinions.
من اعتقاد ندارم اختلاف بین دولت و مجلس هست. اختلاف سلیقه است. اختلاف سلیقه اصلا نمک کار هستش. و باید هم باشه در راستای پیشرفت امور چه برای مجلسیا چه برای دولت. این نیست که اگر مجلس ایرادی به دولت گرفت معنیش اینه که دولت رو نمیخواد یا دولت اگر مطلبی رو گفت معنیش اینه که انقلتی روی اختیارات مجلس میاره نه اینها انتقاداتشون قطعا در راستای رشد همه
اگر مقصود کشاکش سیاسی پاسخ من منفی است اگر مقصود اختلاف دیدگاه چرا این اختلاف دیدگاه از دیرباز هست و طبیعی هم هست بالاخره اختلاف دیدگاهی بین مجلس و دولت در پاره مسائل وجود داره بعض جاها این دیدگاه اختلاف دیدگاه خودش رو نشان میده ولی تصفیه حساب با دولت نیست چرا چون اصولا این مسببه به فرض تصویب نهایی شد و شورای نگهبان تایید کرد و ابلاغ شد از عمر دولت آقای احمدی نژاد که کلش 8 ساله 2 سالش مشمول این قانونه بقیه‌اش که قانونی دائمی ببخشید قانون 5 ساله خواهد بود و ما امیدواریم که بعداً دائمی بشه چون برنامه 5 ساله است حداقل 3 سالش مربوط به دولت ایشان نیست
So what glitches in the system made the idea of freeing the Central Bank of Iran from government influences a viable option? Mr. Bidarbaz says in recent years, the government has been putting undue pressure on the central bank, creating dysfunction in various cases.
معمولاً دولت‌ها از طریق عدم استقلال بانک مرکزی فشار میارن بر بانک‌های مرکزی و بانک‌های مرکزی اگر مستقل نباشن و تبعیت کنن عوارض سوءش رو جامعه خواهد کشید.
So what will an independent central bank be like?
اگر بانک مرکزی بر اساس داده‌های موجود در جامعه، شاخص‌های کلان و خرد اقتصادی تبیین برنامه بکنه و برنامه خودش رو تعیین بکنه، استراتژیش رو تدوین بکنه و این خارج از سیاست‌های دولت باشه و دولت حاکم بر بانک مرکزی و تعیین کننده اون سیاست‌ها نباشد، منجر به این میشه که رشد سرمایه‌گذاری شکل بگیره، میزان بهره‌ها کم بشه و در واقع نرخ تورم واقعی باشه و ما بتونیم بر اساس حفظ ارزش پول و ذخایری که بانک مرکزی تعیین کننده اون هست یک روال مشخصی در رشد اقتصادی داشته باشه.
And there is another very important aspect to the autonomy of Iran's monetary system in particular. Those who support the scheme say that when Iran's central bank is no longer affiliated with the government, the US and its allies will no longer be able to justify sanctions on Iranian banks. They will be a separate entity altogether. Whatever the argument surrounding it, the bill has now been passed. But the issue has not been laid to rest. The government still hopes the law will be reconsidered by the Parliament's Joint Commission for Budgeting and Planning.
من فکر میکنم یک اشتباه در برداشت بود. امیدوارم که کمیسیون تلفیق اون رو اصلاح بکنه. این هم که این مقاله تو مقاله معناش اینه که بانک مرکزی از دست حاکمیت در بیاد بیفته دست اونا. معنای استقلالی که اونها دارن تفسیر میکنن اینه که بانک مرکزی که مال ملته باید دست حاکمیت منتخب ملت باشد در بیاد از دست حاکمیت بیفته دست اونها که معلوم نیست از کجا آمدن به چه دلیل اونها باید حاکم باشن. خب خوشبختانه نمایندگان هم عنایت کردن انشاءالله اصلاح خواهد.
But in response, Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani says a law approved by the Parliament cannot be sent back so easily.
نظر آیین نامه ما را اصلا نمیتونیم چیزی که مجلس تصویب کرده رو دوباره مورد بررسی قرار بدیم و یه شورای نگهبان ملاحظاتی داشته باشه اون وقت میتونیم بررسی.
The passing of the bill was the realization of a push that started a long time ago. We've heard opinions from both the supporters and the opponents regarding the central bank's autonomy. Those who are for the plan say via this bill, Iran's financial system will achieve more stability and the private sector will be able to work more efficiently with the peace of mind that banking laws are unlikely to change, say from one government to another. But those who argue against the plan say in the view of Iran's goal to target subsidies and the political and economic pressure put on Iran by the US and its allies, it's unwise to reduce the government's influence on such an important branch of Iran's financial system by creating a new branch of power. So where is the bill now? Well, it's been approved by Parliament and is now in the hands of the Guardian Council, which will determine whether it conflicts with the Constitution or not.